Hello and welcome to the Climbing Arborist podcast. This is a coffee break episode. Now, coffee break is a short episode. It's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes long, and it's going to be about one topic, and I'm going to scratch the surface of that topic. And these topics could come from emails that I receive from listeners, comments on social media, or conversations that I have with the guys that I work with, and, you know, issues and experiences that come up. And I'm going to come at each topic from my own experiences in the industry, maybe provide some insight that's going to help some people, maybe give a little bit of advice or make people feel a little bit more comfortable about their situation and realize that they're not just the only one that thinks a certain way. So I'm going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Positivities, I'm going to talk about equipment, I'm going to talk about mindset, working with people, I'm going to talk about techniques. So thank you very much for tuning into this episode of Coffee Break. This episode is sponsored by climbingarboristjobs.com. So if you're a company and you're looking for new staff and you don't know where to advertise, then just go to climbingarboristjobs.com and you can advertise absolutely free. So you can post up your job posting, job vacancy. It takes a couple of minutes to set up the account with the company details, and then you just have to post the job vacancy that you have, and it can be absolutely free. So go and try it today. You have nothing to lose. And if you're looking for work, go to climbingarboristjobs.com and you'll see jobs from all over the world. And you might just find one that's in a town near you or somewhere that you want to move to. So that's climbingarboristjobs.com. Enjoy the episode. Hello guys and girls, this is another episode of Coffee Break by climbingarboristjobs.com. So got some really great comments from the previous episode, and it really gave me some food for thought on the next topic and, you know, topics for the future. So keep those comments rolling in on either this video and comment on the topic in this video, or even comment on what you might want to see on future episodes of Coffee Break. So previous comments that I've had just throughout, you know, other videos on Climbing Arborist and from the Coffee Break previous episode, there's a theme that comes up about new climbers and what equipment they should buy, but more importantly, like, you know, the fancy equipment. And so I wanted to touch on new climbers, somebody very new into the industry, what they should buy, but more importantly, like, this is about kind of ignoring all that social media kind of stuff, ignoring all the fancy flashy gadgets that are out there that you're going to see just posted all over social media. Because the thing is, when new shiny equipment comes out, everybody posts about it because it looks cool, it makes for a good photograph. People with new equipment want to show off their new equipment. So it's, you know, it goes without saying that you're going to see it all over social media, but that can be quite, distracting and leads somebody who's not that experienced kind of down the wrong path, thinking, oh, all these great arborists have fancy new gear. And, you know, if I want to be a great arborist, I've got to have the latest thing, the Rope Runner, the Akimbo, the Zigzag, Chicane. And even when it comes down to, you know, other pieces of equipment, like the Captain Hook or Pulley Saver, the new Petzl Eject, all these kind of things. They're really, if you actually sit down and think about it, it's not necessary for a new climber. So my personal opinion and suggestions, if you're a new climber, you know, say you're less than a year in, or, you know, maybe you're 2 years in, but you don't get to climb that often, so you're still very new to it, don't have that much experience. It's all about, you know, learning the fundamental techniques. And that might not be, you might not think that's very glamorous. You might not think that, you know, just using basic setup is glamorous and you can't post it all over social media, you can't tell your mates that you've got the, you know, a rope runner or something, but that's how you develop the skills. And as a new climber, you don't, or well, most of us as new climbers don't have money to throw around. We don't have like hundreds of dollars to be spending on a rope runner, or, you know, hundreds of dollars to be spending on an akimbo, when you don't actually know if you're going to be able to use it efficiently. And like, as a new climber, those kind of devices, they'll feel very jerky and it won't run smoothly. Like, so my advice would be, get a simple setup, like, you know, a hitch climber pulley, some good hitch cord. I think it's really important to learn stationary rope technique from the get-go now. So a rope wrench is pretty much the cheapest way you can go to be climbing stationary rope technique. You know, spend your money on one decent rope that will do an all-round climbing. Good lanyard setup, but it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to be going out and buying the ART positioner or anything like that. It can be, you know, a simple micro pulley and some friction cord, just a nice lanyard setup. So I think really important would be to have like a good footer sender, something like, you know, Petzl Pantin or the CT. So good foot sender, hitch climber pulley and hitch cord setup, because as a new climber, you don't want to rely on, say you have a zigzag, that means you never tie in a hitch. Whereas if you're using a hitch climber, hitch cord, you're tying VT or XT or distal, or you're kind of mixing it up and you're getting that feeling of like what hitch cords work and what hitch cords, you know, like feel a bit stiff and a bit jerky. And so you're gaining all these different types of experience from using the hitch cord. And then when it comes to setting up like a mechanical advantage on the fly, you've got the ability to, you know, tie prusiks and tie different hitches and all that kind of stuff. So not relying on the mechanical stuff. The mechanical stuff for me is great because, you know, there's that slight bit of efficiency there, you know, the zigzag tends nicely and it feels like a hitch. But I've gone through years and years and years of tying hitches, using the pulleys, and I've eventually got to a zigzag where I can see the benefit. But I think as a new climber, you're not really going to see or feel the difference and the benefits, because you're going to be pretty inefficient as a climber anyway. And so that minute efficiency gain that you get from like a zigzag, it's not going to make any difference to your climbing. So focus your energy on, you know, if you really want to be a climber and you feel like that's your passion, that's something that you want to be really good at, go out and spend the time in trees in your own time learning and getting as much information, because like I say, it might not be the glamorous side of tree work, but learning those fundamental skills using quite basic equipment is really where you're gonna like elevate big time. You're gonna grow your skills, you know, exponentially with putting in that effort, learning from colleagues. And it's not going to be by buying an akimbo, or it's not going to be by using a pulley saver as opposed to a ring and ring friction saver. So don't focus on the social media kind of stuff that gets posted out there and the YouTube videos that you see, you know, wailing all this like new shiny gear, and because that's, you know, that's a facade that people like to portray, that people like to put on. And that's what social media is, and that's what, you know, YouTube is, and it's people showing their best self, people showing what they think that everybody else wants to see, people showing showing off new equipment before it's been used, not like, because it's, you know, it's fun, everybody likes to see that kind of stuff, but that's not going to help you go from, you know, a real beginner level climber to the next stage. That's not gonna help things. So, you know, my bit of advice is just stay simple, keep it, you know, try and separate yourself from all that social media noise when it comes to shiny new toys, and don't feel like you need to have the latest equipment. And I'm not saying that I don't think it's beneficial. I definitely think when you get to a certain standard, using those bits of equipment, there is a real time and a place, and you'll find them more helpful, more efficient. But you need to know how to use them well in order for them to be useful. And it's like, so take, for example, you have Scott Forrest, who's, you know, multiple time world champion tree climber, won the Red Bull tree climbing competition, all that kind of stuff. And he'll climb on the zigzag moving rope system. But if he were to climb on a Blake's hitch or Prusik loop using a ring and ring friction saver, no foot ascender, no nothing, he would be better than 99.9% of people still with that old school equipment, you know, using the most basic of harnesses and just not using any of like the latest technology in tree climbing equipment. He would still be better than nearly everybody on the planet when it comes to tree climbing and moving around the tree, being efficient at it. So, you know, someone like Scott, who's got lots of experience, he'll use the equipment that makes it most beneficial for his body, for his joints, to make it last longer, to make, you know, his career last longer, to make it easy for him, to make, like, everything like that. But what I'm saying is he's got those skills already. Those skills aren't because he's climbing on a zigzag. He doesn't become like this insane world-class tree climber because he's climbing on a zigzag. He is a world-class tree climber, and he's just using these bits of equipment that he likes to use the best. And, you know, so just think, as a new climber, learn what you can from everybody around you. Don't spend all your money on this equipment, because you might realize once you get good enough, actually, I don't like using the rope runner or the akimbo, and I've spent, you know, $400-$500 on this bit of equipment when I could have bought a bunch of hitch cord, rope range, you know, a new rope, a new lanyard. All I could have kitted myself out and been just as good, like, without that one shining piece of gear. So just, yeah, that's pretty much my point. Just focus on learning new skills, being super interested, and just going out on your own time learning. And eventually, once you start earning more money, as you become more experienced, you can start experimenting with new pieces of gear, and you will see the benefit after a few years down the line. But nobody within their first 1 or 2 years is going to notice a difference between using zigzag, rope runner. You know, you're not going to be familiar and have the skills to be using like the captain hook to do traverses and all that kind of stuff. Just stay simple, learn your basic knots, learn your hitches, and, you know, and good luck, and, you know, put in the effort, and you'll be an awesome climber. Thanks for watching. Leave your comments. As I say, leave your comments below, and leave some comments on future coffee break videos that you want to learn. And thank you again for tuning in. Bye for now.